Okay.
Tape works. Lawrence didn't break it.
Didn't break it.
Not yet, anyway. The night's still young.
Gentlemen, it's 6 o'clock.
Coming to tape's on. We're on worldwide internet.
We'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, have been any corrections?
We don't have any correction, but just in the purpose of an announcement, change conditional use number 1654, which is referenced under public hearings, is an application for Bethany Short Properties LLC, was withdrawn on May 24th of this year. Just for the record.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 25th and the May 31st, 2006 meetings.
Gentlemen, I've received no reports of any corrections on either of the two sets of minutes from May 25th or May 31st.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of May 25th, 2006 and May 31st, 2006 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 25th and May 31st, 2006 meetings as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is old business. First item of old business is change of zone 1607 Marine Farm LLC.
Mr. Chairman, while I wasn't present at that meeting, I have had the opportunity to review the tapes and the public record and the information that was provided in written form. And I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And concerning change of zone number 1607 Marine Farm LLC, I move that we recommend approval for a change in zone from MR RPC to an AR1 RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has simultaneously applied for a conditional use to establish a stable for recreational and therapeutic horseback riding, which requires agricultural zoning. Since I will also be recommending approval of the stable under a conditional use, I believe this change in zone is appropriate. Two, this application is consistent with the nature of the surrounding property along Jimtown Road. All of that property is zoned AR1. When the original application was considered, one of the reasons that the homes were eliminated from this area was because of its relationship to the existing zoning and uses along Jimtown Road. Since homes were not permitted in this area, it is appropriate to return the underlying zoning back to AR1. Three, the proposed use as a stable for recreational and therapeutic horseback riding is consistent with the purposes of the AR1 district as set forth in the county zoning code. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1607 Marine Farm LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1678 Marine Farm LLC.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, although I wasn't present at that public hearing, I have had the opportunity to review the public record, including the tapes and the exhibits that were presented. And once again, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1678 for Marine Farms LLC to operate a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use is one that is agricultural in nature. In fact, it nearly falls under the category of a permitted use under section 115-20 of the zoning code, which allows public stables on 5 acres or more. Two, the project with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community. Three, the site is within a development district or development area as shown on the current county land use plan. Four, the conditional use providing therapeutic horseback riding for children and adults with special needs promotes the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the residents of Sussex County. This use also satisfies the defined purpose of conditional uses, since it is a use that will benefit the public. Five, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. All entrance and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The development shall be served as part of the Marine Farm RPC Central Sanitary Sewer System. The development shall be served by a public central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. Construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The conditional use shall be for the operation of a therapeutic and recreational horseback riding facility, which includes three special events per year. The events shall be related to the permitted use and shall not last longer than 2 days each. The hours of operation for clients and the public shall be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. These hours of operation shall also apply to all special events. Lighting for the area, parking lot, and any similar outside area shall be turned off by 10 p.m. All lighting shall be screened so it does not shine onto Jimtown Road or neighboring properties. One lighted identification sign at the site entrance shall be permitted. Horse manure shall be stored and removed in accordance with applicable regulations. The maximum number of horses boarded at the facility shall be 15. There shall be no interconnection between this site and the Marine Farm MRRPC. And finally, a buffer of existing and planted trees shall be established along County Road 285A. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1678 Marine Farm LLC with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1594, Richard J. Poppleton.
And Mr. Chairman, this time I was at the public hearing for change. And since it was, I am ready to make a motion, and I promise not to be as wordy.
Well, sir, we are just all ears.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1594 for Richard J. Poppleton to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR General Residential to C1 Commercial based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Two, while I am sensitive to the concerns expressed by the neighbors in this community, the project is at an area that is surrounded by C1 zoning. In fact, this property was originally zoned C1, but was rezoned to GR only so that a mobile home could be placed on it. And three, this rezoning will make this parcel consistent with the others surrounding it. That's my motion.
Second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1594, Richard J. Poppleton. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. The next item is subdivision 2005-37, Durwood Bennett, the Meadows at Byard, as a preliminary.
Gentlemen, just for the record, this application has been deferred since May 11th of 2006. Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control has issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the lots are suitable for individual on-site septic systems.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-37, applicant Durwood Bennett, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, with the conditions placed upon it, the subdivision meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision code and protects the orderly growth of the county. The items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. all lots shall exceed 3/4 acre in size. 3, the subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. 4, the subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. 5, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. 6, Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control has provided a septic feasibility statement for the community disposal system. 7, a homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lighting. Finally, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions, them being: 1, there shall be no more than 10 lots within the subdivision. A forested buffer of at least 30 feet shall be established along the property line next to lands used for agricultural purposes. As required by Section 99-5 of the code, this buffer shall not be included within any lots. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The proposed restricted covenants must be supplied to the county attorney prior to final site plan review. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, including specifically the direction of the county engineering department. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Also, an area for a school bus stop shall be established near the entrance to the project. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. The restrictive covenant shall include the agricultural use protection notice. The applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The location of all remaining trees shall be shown on the final site plan. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to review of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-37, Durwood Bennett, the Meadows at Byard, as a preliminary with the reasons and stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-41, Keith Properties, Fenwick Shoals, Phase 3, as a preliminary.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-41 Keith Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons.